If you want to start monetizing your podcast, sign up for Podmetrics. Head to podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE when you sign up. That's podmetrics.co and use the code THECREATORLIFE. The company Cebu has now moved to its new location in Cebu IT Park. It is now located at the 8th floor of the Mabuhay Tower. You can check out the awesome new space there or their Mandaue branch. You can also take advantage of their other spaces in Japan, Singapore, Bangkok, and Hawaii if you become a member. You can book a visit through bit.ly/tccvisit and use the promo code GREATORLIFE50. That's bit.ly/tccvisit with the promo code GREATORLIFE50. This lets them know that I sent you. For more info, check them out at thecompany.ph or through Facebook and Instagram at The Company Cebu. Thank you so much to The Company Cebu for sponsoring the podcast. Ah, nag-blur na di kag background. I mean, my background's fine, but like, there's nothing really presentable. And weird mugod.
Gubot ako.
Yeah, and then like, my weird mugod sometimes with blurring on Zoom is that weird siya mo blur basta everything that is an object that's not you. So, inig blur niya na, I will show it here. So, when I try to blur it here, so my hand's fine, this is fine, but the mic looks like a ghost. Unless I hover my hand around or something like that. So, weird shit anon. Looks like a ghost.
Uh-oh. Need you to get a green screen or something.
Yeah. I mean, green screen is fine. Palit siguro ko. You know, kato bitaw nas Lazada. You know when you see in Lazada, the one you put in the back of your chair.
Oh. Yeah. Chair.
That's very ingenious. Like, you know, what we conventionally, when we conventionally think of green screen, basically, ito mga stand thing kay, siya. Ano siya, stand or like cloth, butang, like, smart set to see, ayun yung nakabutang siya attachment to a chair para
nakaportable. Mura naman siya belt lang ba sa chair? Yeah. Murang gi-belt sa chair.
Yeah, naray, green screen. So, dalira siya mo blur. Ay mo, ano, ma-edit raba.
Oh, you have an expensive ear headphone there. I see.
What expensive headphone?
Marshall?
Yeah.
Mine is the cheap one. It's the...
Huh? I'm not... Oh, it's fine. I mean, we're at a point in time where technology is basically more and more and more accessible to more people, especially with all these affordable... ones like headphones, like literally you can buy a work from home setup that's cheaper than your laptop. Well, of course, unless your laptop is ano, like also an affordable laptop, but then like for the most part you can just buy a work from home setup less than the sum of all of that is less than your laptop. Basically.
Or most of that depends on the type of work. Mongi work from home. So
yeah.
The platforms are now getting also more complicated or depending on your type of work. So specs will also increase. And most of the result karon, like some like work from home jobs have like a technology minimum requirements. Nana siya more technology. What's the term? Like ang issue sa uban is like no vax, no job. Here is like if you don't have the right tech, then you're not qualified. Immediately, dili na kanila i-qualify.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, I think ang pinaka common of all of that is not really the equipment, because like I said, you can literally buy competent hardware for less than your even less than your smartphone if you're really cheap, or you just look for a lot of deals, like you buy all those vouchers and all, but it's the internet connection.
Yes.
like all that
hardware aside, if your internet sucks, then of course, what's the point of
mag-upgrade po kasi mong internet,
which is probably the most expensive thing that you have to maintain because it's for forever. I'm just gonna put it in quotes because you know, wala man daw forever sa world. So yeah, so you have to pay it for a long time, like every month you have to pay for it, so it's not cheap.
Even when they will go to the extent that they will have like two connections for like backup purposes.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, I think businesses, especially like work from home, they would go out of their way to have two connections in the house so that they're able to
switch.
Yeah, they're able to run their business 24/7 in case one goes off, they just connect to the other. Problem is if both are down.
Maosad.
Like, you'd really have to consider like redundancy, like a lot of connections at your disposal.
Although, for to be business fair, continuity din na siya.
Oh, BCP, business continuity plan. Nagyuday ko yung nakatunan sa kong trabaho, no? Like, you don't hear those terms like business continuity plan or like, ano ba siya, redundancy. You don't think of those things when you're just a dude in the house, just making
stuff. You will be forced at some point, said.
Yeah, like, as you grow your, ano, as you grow your content creator, ano, business, then that will inevitably happen. Like, you'd have to deal with a lot of things like improve your internet connections, you can upload your stuff faster because it's a matter of seconds between earning a lot of money than not earning it and not earning at all. So mga inana. So some stuff is, you know, time sensitive and in a way mission critical. Yeah, these are terms I would never hear from like at a standpoint of a creative standpoint. Like, you don't hear that too often. I don't know.
Maka work offline or masaka if you have all the details, so certain creative, like if it's video or design, you can work offline naman sa.
Yeah.
Pero mausa niya still requires like communication, or if you need to like download. If you're at video editing, kana wala problema if it's just like design, di makayo as bugat siguro. But if it's video editing and you need like raw files, yung bugat kistanan, you really still need the internet, even if you can just download and then work offline.
Yeah,
after you download,
it's still hard to do. So it's a lot of things to deal with when you're it's a lot of things to deal with when you're doing all the equipment yourself and doing all the work yourself. So things like that you really have to consider when being in this. Yeah. So I guess you can start the episode. That was just the icebreaker. I can't believe the icebreaker was still something serious, but yeah, I wanted to start goofy. I wanted to start goofy with the actual episode since it's been a while since I've talked to you. Yeah. Okay. Let's begin in 3, 2, 1, go. Welcome to The Creator Life with Julian CB. That's me. It's a podcast that makes sense of how different people live their lives as creators. Main episodes come out on Fridays and Creative Tidbits episodes pop up on Wednesdays. Follow the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you use to listen to podcasts. If you're on Apple Podcasts, leaving a rating and review on this podcast really helps me out. Here's the episode. Hey guys, this is another quarantine chit chat because for some reason in the Philippines we are still on quarantine / lockdown. For some reason, I don't know why. I don't know why we took this long, but okay, fine. Let's just deal with it. So this is another quarantine chit chat, and I have here as my guest for this week's episode, it's Igigo. Welcome back to the show.
Yay, it's like third time's the charm.
Yeah, I think it's the third time already, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, not counting all the group episodes we do where, you know, seven people, one mic.
Sakto, sakto.
Yeah, I remember those. That was kind of weird because I was really just starting out then, and then I only had one mic with me. I couldn't afford like seven. Maybe if I sold my iPhone, I could afford like seven mics or whatever. But you know, with an iPhone,
you naman po ang mic these days. Barato naman po mga mic. Unless...
Yeah, like the. What was that one? Is that the BM? I forgot the number. Why do you have to name mics that way? Like with letters and numbers.
Oh well. It's code.
Yeah, it's a code for something. So, yeah, I had you on because one, we haven't talked in like a year. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it's been a year. And two, like, we've been doing different kinds of things now since last time we spoke, on whether if it's the podcast or even like in general.
I think ang last is no, the first guesting was in Bose. The second one was still, I think, not Bose, like Coffee Bean.
Yeah, it was a coffee shop, if I'm not mistaken.
First one is in sa Coffee Bean in.
It's in E-block. No. E-block, yeah, sakto. E-block 1.
2 and then E-block 1.
Ay, 2. 2 then 1 day.
Yeah, 2 then 1.
God, I forgot the E-block 2 one because last I checked, the E-block 2 branch closed here.
And it closed na day.
Yeah, I mean, not closed like permanently, but they're not using the branch right now. So, you know, no one's there. No one's in our building, but for some reason, a Starbucks is always open and ready to serve the people.
I think there's still like skeleton workforce in the building. Someone needs to maintain the building.
Yeah. But they're like, I mean, I think there are still people in the building, just not the same. But I don't know. I think in the office building, I think who's still there? Security guard, mostly. They're mostly security guards.
Building maintenance people.
Building maintenance people in their building maintenance office. And, like security guards of the companies that are still there. I've heard one of them is closing. I'm not going to mention the name because they probably don't want it to be public. But I've heard one of them is closing. So,
from which country is it from?
Okay, I'll just say that much. It's probably like... in the Australia Oceania continent.
that's a lot, but that's pretty. If it's E-block 2, okay.
Yeah, I was referring to E-block 2 already.
Okay, it's very obvious which one it is.
I mean, it's very obvious. Like, I'm not gonna say it outright who it is or what it is, but you know. Yeah,
they're bringing the jobs back home. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know with that one. I didn't really hear much besides the fact that they are closing, but you know, can't really speculate why because I have no idea. I just see them in the corridors of the building, sometimes being in Starbucks, and then when it's like Christmas time, they would order like what, 200 drinks. It's either them or the other tenant that's not my company.
It's either that or they're just reducing the infrastructure. And they're just like, that's work from home, everything. Yeah,
that's pretty much possible. We'll see. So, how you been, Iggy? As we mentioned, the last time we spoke, it was like in a coffee shop well before the pandemic.
Right before.
Not really right before.
Not really.
Because I remember
it was more like the calm before.
Yeah, because I remember who I interviewed right before I left for Japan again, because it was the, I think it was the third time when
I got to Japan when the pandemic was like starting already, and then there was the cruise ship in Japan and a lot of things were happening. Then when I came home, it was already, oh gosh, it's the day before the ECQ, and it's just like, whew, that was an adventure. Yeah. So how have you been dealing with this pandemic through all from the beginning, from that time, and then until we reached Christmas and it all seemed fine, and then for some reason an idiotic decision turned into a surge in COVID cases, and then died down again, and then to where we are now. So how you been? What have you been doing?
So before, it was like normal. Everything is normal. I think in the week towards the ECQ, I was still in the city. And then everything closed after that. And I think most of the issues that we see is more on the city. Wala kay problem here, no problems here outside the city, because I live outside Cebu City, mm-hmm. but, which is still part of like the greater Cebu area, but it's we're not really, we're under different management, right. Under a different LGU, so yep. It's outside Cebu City LGU, and yeah, I think most of the jobs are in Cebu City as well, like the modern-ish job, like that. The IT type of yep. jobs, mm-hmm. and then here it was just like, yeah, there are, maybe because I live in a town, we can see the response of the local government more. Mm-hmm. So that's where we met some of our. Now we saw their faces like running around physically in. Yeah, even in our village, or you know, even in the barangay area, they're very active. They do rounds, they broadcast announcement. Even though we have like social media, but of course, like there's still like a generation gap, wherein the younger people would go to social, and then the older ones would still prefer like you know,
radio.
Not really radio. It's more of like broadcast here. It could say like the town became smaller because the communication was not really constant, but there was now more like
it's more frequent. It's more frequent than, you know, like the usual.
Yeah, and we can also like sympathize sometimes with them because they are getting out of their own way to just communicate all what needs to be communicated. And then some of them even died. Like we've heard, like I think some of them got infected, and we're like, yeah, we had more appreciation of the local government, the impact and the involvement of local government. Although it's still not perfect, but yeah, I think that's what I observed, like what happened during that time. Yeah. You can literally see your tax money working in front yeah. of you.
I mean, not everyone gets to say that.
Yeah, but I'm also familiar with what's happening in Cebu City, since I still have my cousins there, my relatives, even my friends there. And mm-hmm. they have different perspective, they have different struggles. Like those in the condos were really hit in a way, hit hard, because in the sense that most of them maybe are I don't know, it's the typical political move wherein it's understandable that you will cater to your constituents, but at the same time, you know, it's unfair also to those who are like, you know, renting that are not voters in the city. One.
That problem. Yeah.
It's understandable if you're like a tourist, or if you're just passing by, of course.
Or you're stuck.
You're stuck. But if you're like, yeah, you're working here, but you're not like
from here.
You're not really from here. Like, we know people who have who are not from here but who have already like migrated like here from another part of the country because they want to live here. But yeah, yung if you're not a voter or registered person, it was very difficult for them in a way because they were like not the top priority.
But you know, I don't know how to defend that because I even wouldn't defend any how the LGU works or whatsoever. But I can only speak from personal experience, and I'm not gonna say who, but like some of the people here in the house got COVID earlier this year, and that was two of the hardest weeks that we've ever had to go through, because we would be worried every single time as to the status of the family members. Are they okay? Are they doing well? Are they eating? Yeah, because, you know, once you have COVID, right, the symptom is you can't really, you don't have the taste, sense of taste and smell. And especially in our family that we love to eat, that's like extra painful in a way. Imagine you love food so much that you go out of your way to like share about your food explorations, and then suddenly you have COVID and then you can't even taste what you're eating. That's like the saddest thing. And so that was probably two of the hardest weeks of our lives here in this house. And I think it wasn't even two, because even after that, there were some complications that happened after. But I'm glad that we got through it relatively okay, because that was really difficult. Like, I couldn't imagine if we are so... I'm pretty well off, so to speak, but I can't imagine, like, people who are having a hard time even without COVID, and then now having to deal with COVID, what it entails and all. You have to be sent to a facility because either...
Isolation facility.
Yeah. Like quarantine. I think it's a quarantine center, if I'm not mistaken, just to isolate yourself from everyone else. So things like that. It's hard, but yeah, I'm grateful that we got through that. Otherwise, it would be a year that would be really sad if anything worse happened. So
for our end here, it was more of like we had neighbors who are frontliners. So
yeah,
we will hear like, oh, the neighbor here got COVID. Oh no. And then the neighbor there, it's like it's getting closer.
Yeah, like I get that. So too.
And yeah, we also check the status in our town. Like, we have a very active young like public servant who's in the what do you call that? I forgot the term, but yeah, he's part of the in the executive branch legislative part of the town.
Oh, you mean structure. Congressman?
No,
councilor?
LGU. Councilor, yeah.
There, found it.
Forgot the term. So they were very active, and then we were just tracking the updates every day, like which barangay has increased or decreased, and then absolute zero. Like, what the hell is that barangay doing?
How is absolute zero possible? Like, even now,
they were in the mountain barangay, so it's like, yeah, nobody goes there, so it's fine. It's understandable. Yeah. That they're like zero, absolutely zero for them, because they're so far away. Like, not really far away, but it's just like
far enough,
very difficult to get to. Like,
ah, okay.
They have roads, but it's not the best roads. and it's in its uphill, it's somewhere so in the mountains.
No taxi would even dare to
or no motorcycle. Nobody goes out of there because they're like usually in the mountain areas they're self-sustaining. So they're like they have food, they plant their own food, they eat their own food. They took a hit in terms of their, let's say, pay siguro, but in terms of like getting food, I don't think they have excess of food, so they don't really have much problems in that regard. In that area. And then there's a barangay that's like always surging. I'm like, what the heck? What's going on in that area?
Well,
and yeah. I used to jog in that area. I was like, what's going on there? Yeah, that's just on my experience. It was like a prolonged version of that. Like you're tracking and you're just keeping up to date with the news. And then you're also checking up with family, extended family in the city, because like all sorts of problem props up for them. But luckily, like no major happenings. But there were, of course, extended family members who died. But they were like a bit older now, so it wasn't really.
It wasn't gone too soon kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, but there was also like, you know, we have cousins who died from freak accident. It was not even the virus. it was just an okay. accident. How? They were trying to go about with their normal lives. They still got into an accident.
I mean, if you can get into an accident
in the even
before
lockdown.
The pandemic, how much? what's stopping them from getting it during the pandemic? It's not like they are related or anything. So
yeah, so it was like there's nothing we can do about that. It was just like yes, their time for some reason.
It was a thing. Happened.
Everything was like. Nobody's on the roads. Nobody is on the road. And maybe like, you know, the transport, the logistics people. Yeah, literally like there's no jeeps. There's no one walking. Only the essential workers are like walking around or even. Yeah, time nata. Time, it was their time.
Yeah. Oh, well, life. Anyway. Let's get off the stressful pandemic filled experience train.
Let's go to the creator life part.
So what else have you been doing, like in the realm of content creation or what you do, which is in finance? Or have you been doing that, or are you doing something completely different?
So for that, of course, I was the impact for me was more on the finance side as well, because like, oh crap, I needed to like, because nobody could have predicted, you know, the health crisis thing. So like, yeah, even my investments took a hit and I had to like get some money as like emergency to use. It wasn't like major, but it was more, yeah, I still had to like withdraw it, and because of, you know, the markets were going crazy and it's unpredictable. And of course, like family members needed help. Like, of course, what are you going to do? You're going to
see them die or something? No.
Yeah. Family is in need. So what are you going to do? You have to make a choice. Okay. Anyway, you can always make it back later at a later date. So that took a hit for me. And in terms of content creation, so I recorded the last of my podcast like during like last year, 2020. So I made another mini series about mostly like what are people doing. So I had multiple guests, for some reason, the largest crowd I had was like I had like 4 or 5 guests at the same time in one podcast, and we were talking about random stuff related to the lockdowns, like what you're doing. But it was more on the social development side. So I had Rosa as a guest, Bellarmino, for her campaign, and then I had people from the biking community, because they were like, "I'm gonna push biking," because
lanes
and... for transport. There was literally no transport plan. Last year, like zero. Mm-hmm. Last year, like this year, there's
but not
there's, really. there's implementation, but it's still not like the best.
Yeah.
And then aside from the biking people, or the mobility people is the right term, the mobility. And then the other ones were like more on the education side, wherein now what's the situation of education in the field? Because we're hearing like announcements from DepEd and social, right? Same with like DOH, they're making announcements online, but it's always like different when you hear what's happening like on the ground. So from the rest were like more on the education part, like different parts of it, like what's the perspective of the teachers, like what are their struggles from the shift. They were affected really, really bad, in a sense that not only are they dealing with a pandemic, I don't know, like what we talked about earlier, like for sure they had their own experiences, but at the same time, they had to change the way they teach. Just like that.
Yep.
Just like that. So now it's like they're forced to like go online, and they're not used to it. And some of them are older.
Yeah.
The
older generation, savvy, yeah.
Not tech savvy. They struggled a lot on that part, and some of them like they don't even have a laptop. They're very like old school. They have lesson plan. Everything is written.
Yeah,
Manila paper, all that. And so there was I interviewed a group who were like helping them, but only in that one particular school, because it's like it's very big. It's a very big issue. So it's like all the teachers in the country have been affected, but they were helping their alumni. The public school that they were in, they were helping the teachers. And then I interviewed another one, the perspective of the students in public schools. And then the other one was more on the barangay situation. Like what are the, I had an SK, a friend of mine who was an SK official person.
Mm-hmm.
Like what they were doing, what they were trying to do. Like the students are affected, so they don't have internet connection. Let's say they really don't have internet connection. So that's where the barangay stepped in. Like the barangay became like a hub even more, in addition to like being, there's a health center in the, there's a health official, nutrition official in the barangay, and now there it became like a hub for free internet. So they have free internet, so the students would just come in there and then they do their studies. And if they don't have gadgets, they'll just go to the barangay and they will provide the gadgets, so they can use the gadgets there. Like even if it's just a phone, smartphone, that they can watch their lessons or they can stream their lessons. And if they're classmates, they only need one monitor. Okay, just go there. So it's like, yeah, it's like simple things like that that they were doing. So that was like my last episode. And I stopped recording. Like I stopped my podcast because, I decided like I wanted to learn more about that world. So I ended up, you know, becoming like that. It's either you get your research online, read the free stuff, get the free stuff, or you pay for the like the
good stuff,
trainings out there.
The good stuff.
And I was like, and I'm quite cheap. I was like, is it worth it to like pay? Mm-hmm. But can I afford to not pay? But how do I do that? then one way to do that is to get a job, to get a gig,
mm-hmm.
wherein you're doing podcasts. So I get paid, and like I join a company where I'm just, you know, it's a Australian based, and I'm now like doing podcasts for other people. And along the way, you also learn what they are doing,
mm-hmm.
how they are treating podcasts, or how they utilize podcasts in their like in their business or in their personal brand, how they monetize it. So it's like on the ground live updated info, and at the same time, it's like I get paid to do it. So it's like, oh, that's a win-win. So I didn't spend anything.
That's great.
And I got training for all the other stuff, but it was more on the strategy side. It's not like I became a better video editor or audio editor, because like I've learned also about the whole. So I have not checked in with the whole like the last like. International Podcast Day, but it was more. But I'm still guessing. Like it was more on from the perspective of the creator side. So the thing that I'm learning with what I'm doing now is more on what are business owners doing, and then at the same time, what the layers of the whole like podcasting industry. So like it was also a good timing in a way because. Like if I'm sure you will agree or remember, like when we were doing the podcast, like we can count, right? We could still count like how many podcasts are there in the Philippines versus.
I mean before, but now it's like
yeah, when 2020 happened, like just so many Philippine podcasts out of nowhere that popped up, and that's just the Philippine side and the global side. Yeah, there's so it's the same shift we're in. Like it was like if like when was the Joe Rogan deal? When did the Joe Rogan deal happen?
2019, I think.
2019. So it's just right before, right? So
yeah.
Right before. So if that was like the tipping point, it's like the tipping point of let's say the rising action. Now we're like really, really going up. We're in people are not just consuming podcasts, but they are now like starting their own. And it's not just, it's like, best way to describe it is similar to the blogging era, wherein like we were in the middle of it, wherein like blogging just became mainstream. And now, once again, we are in the middle, where like at least we experienced like in the middle of, podcast has become mainstream now because a lot of people are, it's like normal now, but it's like normal as part of your brand strategy or your marketing strategy. Like, oh, you gotta have a podcast. So like before it's like, what are blogs? And then it shifted to like, oh, you gotta have like a business blog or a corporate blog. Now it's like, oh, you have to have a podcast. You have to have a podcast now as part of your like, personal brand. So that's what I've been dealing with. And my last podcast guesting was like this year, and it was CJ.
Oh, that one. Yeah. I saw that one. That was something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have to correct myself.
It was short. It was fast.
Yeah. I have to correct myself. It was from 2020, the Spotify deal. So I've been saying wrong things, apparently. So Joe Rogan Experience became part of Spotify around last year. So the perfect storm for podcasts was last year, where everyone, including basically every celebrity in the Philippines, made their own either YouTube channel or podcast. So it's either of the two. Because like...
Yeah.
You know, you can't really explore the world in a time when you can't really explore at all because, you know,
you're in so one you explore place. Explore the world through the internet, through yeah. videos.
Through your imagination.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob. SpongeBob never dies. Anyway.
His meme never dies.
Yeah. Like, I'm so amazed that we're now at an age where podcasting is its own thing. It's a big thing now. It's not like this niche thing that like only a few people know. Like before, when I started the podcast, like the only people I would even talk to about it are like content creators who know what that there is a podcast, but they don't know what it is.
Yeah,
they know it exists, but it's not like a primary focus of people or whatever. And it's last year when everyone say, "Oh, this is an amazing platform." In a way, probably, I would also kind of give some credit to Spotify for actually putting focus on podcasts, even though I have some qualms with, you know, Spotify exclusives and Spotify originals. I'm so annoyed because I would have to download Spotify just to listen to them, which is what they want, but I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to have to download a separate app just to listen to like a handful of podcasts that could otherwise find some equivalents in other platforms. So like it sucks that it has to go in that direction, but I guess that's what Spotify is going for.
I think it's normal for like platforms to not want their users to go out of their platforms. I mean, that's what Facebook is trying to do. That's what YouTube also wants. It's like, it's not, they're not saying it, but I think if you're involved in the ads world, if you're doing, it's like, I'm also involved there because of, you know, some people, some clients want to promote their podcast. You know, they want to grow fast, for example. So, yeah, if you like have a call to action in YouTube to join or to follow you in outside of Facebook, they don't really encourage that. it's not, you could say the word was like penalized, but they don't really, when you use the word penalized, like you get a notice for, you know, you have been penalized. But you know that,
yeah,
the platforms, they don't do that because, like, you know, it's their platform and you're just using it, and yeah, they want you to spend more on it. So there are certain things that they discourage, and I'm sure it's not just limited to like the ads world. There's some, you know, I'm sure you've heard of it, like topics have been nitpicked allegedly by the platforms. So let's use the word allegedly.
Yeah, we can't confirm nor deny that it's really happening, but so we'll just use the word allegedly.
Anyway, like Facebook does it all the time in terms of updates. Mm. Like sudden, all of a sudden, I'm sure you've done this a lot. Like, did Facebook update it, or like Facebook copied another?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Another platform again, or they just updated their mm-hmm. UI or UX or something like that. They tweaked the profile and all, yeah, that.
They're now going after TikTok.
They're promoting the ads for the vertical videos now. So okay, sure, interesting.
Yeah, whatever.
Tayo mga adjust.
I think with things like that, we're always adjusting. It's not really the platforms, because you know the platforms can do whatever they want to do unless the law blocks them from doing such things.
It's a private platform, and we're using it for free.
Yeah,
free. So we're under their mercy, free, in a way.
Yeah, free. But it's like we're only just realizing how much of our soul has been sold to these social media platforms and services that we've been using for a while. Like,
and the algorithm is getting smarter. Like sometimes I don't want to watch certain videos, even though I'm curious. I'm just curious to watch this video, and then after I watch the video, I'm getting bombarded with ads related to that. because according to the algorithm, like it's like a deviant behavior, and therefore, oh, I'm gonna suggest a bunch of stuff to you now in ad form or in other video. Other videos are understandable, but it's now also tied to the ads. So it's like literally like Minority Report. Have you seen that that movie?
Of course. Pre-crime. Wait.
they can now because they have so much like big data around each person that if you behave in a certain way, you click on an eyeglasses ad. Here's a bunch of eyeglasses products and service and whatever. It gets annoying sometimes.
I mean, well, if the point was to make money, then I think that's why there's a lot of them. Because, you know, how else are they going to make money to maintain all the data centers to store all that data? How are they going to keep improving their services if it's free? So, you know, things like that. I mean, there's the business/creator paying Facebook or some equivalent service to post ads there. But then, like, you know, other than that, it's free. Yeah. So, what's next? VR with ads? I mean,
oh, depends on which next platform will go for VR or AR. So it's going to be interesting. The future is going to be interesting. What's going to happen next?
I mean, I'm curious why Facebook really wants to be in VR because they bought Oculus. But I can kind of see where they're going towards with, you know, being in that space, you know. Trying to gather more and more of your attention towards Facebook. Because, you know, the main Facebook is probably just a necessity more than something that I want to be in.
Or compliance? I
mean? Yeah, it's more of like, my feelings for Facebook is, I'm only here because I need it for my social media / content creator thing. Not because I want to be on Facebook and I want to scroll till I'm bored. That's not what you're in Facebook for these days. Or trying to argue with people on who to vote for the upcoming elections. But let's not talk about politics. That's like the worst thing to talk about right now. I mean,
we're still not there yet, but it's gonna amp up.
Yeah, around that's like
October. Oh no, end of October, maybe.
More like November 15 when the deadline substitution deadline thing, which is kind of annoying because I feel like someone's gonna use that to their advantage again.
Everyone's gonna use that because, like, oh, one guy used it. It's like a trend.
Yeah.
Oh, he used it. I'm gonna use it now.
it's a trend until it becomes a fad and then it fades away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Filipino mind.
Yeah. I'm just gonna hope for the best, but I'm gonna expect the worst, knowing. I made a post today. I think I said that I know that we want better people in the government, but if the government represents the people, then we deserve the government that we're getting.
Yeah.
So if the government that we have is total crap, then in a way, we suck as a people. In a way. I'm not saying it's a blanket statement, but, you know, democracy, they're supposed to represent the people, but, you know.
I think it will just take time. Like, experience is the best teacher.
Yeah.
And, yeah, once people get burned, that's the only time that they realize that, okay, I made a mistake. Okay, my stance was wrong. Sometimes it has to go into that direction. So for me, I'm more like getting more detached, in a way, or maybe it's maybe from the content that I've been watching recently. like I've been watching like you know, the preppers and the and the off-grid people. I'm like, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe also I observed that from the barangay with zero COVID cases.
Yeah. Like just being like, far away.
I should be in that area wherein I still have internet access, but it's like isolated enough, but I have all that I need.
I can plant
self-sustaining. Yeah. Like, yeah, I think it's possible.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm like obsessed with now. Like I'm shifting like my financial plan. Like, who gives a crap about that? I'm going to go off-grid now.
Like, who knows? When you go off-grid, it could be the because birth like, of like it's empire or something.
It's like you're trying to like plan for the long term, right? Plan for the long term from a financial standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, the pre-pandemic financial ideas was like, it made sense if the economy or there was no... if there was like limited turbulence. Now it's very difficult to like plan for or pick a long-term investment because everything is chaotic. Like, and I'm thinking might as well go in that direction because like it's proven and tested. It's just that many people somehow have a negative view on it or they've forgotten about it. It's like we're supposed to be, we used to be an agricultural country and now like we're importing, which is
everything.
Which is like there's lots of circumstances led to that. But now it also doesn't make sense to go back to pure agriculture industry. So yeah, it's tricky. But if you just, that's just like beyond your control. So what's within your control?
Yeah.
So that's like where my like views have shifted in terms of, you know, even like in different industries, like in real estate, like I know the prices of the cost to build that house, it's not that much, and now I see everything as overpriced because of that.
Well, of the current situation, makes sense. But I mean, I think we have to be more flexible with how we plan at this point because you don't really 100% know for certain that everything's going to be back to normal. I don't think we should expect normal at all. We should expect some kind of shift.
This is the right term. Or like, yeah, the people quoted it the correct way. Like, this is the new normal now. Like, there's no going back to the previous normal because like times have changed.
Like, I've seen a lot of news where the employees of the big tech companies are now revolting against the companies because they don't want to... They've been stuck for a year at home, more or less. You know, depends
on
where
you live.
And they
want them to go back?
Yeah, some of them want to go back. And they don't feel like they want to. That's why I'm even seeing like mass exodus of people going unemployed. Because they realize that their priorities are different now. They've changed. So they have to... they have to lean more towards what they believe in. And in that aspect, especially when working, they would much rather work from home than be in an office. Though, you know, both have their pros and cons. So we'll see what happens in the end. Like for me, I don't think I'd want to be just at home because, you know, sometimes it's so boring in a way when you're just at home. I'm not saying being at home is bad. I'm just saying that it's nice to go out in a while, see the flowers, look at the trees, eat fresh Jollibee air. And an actual Jollibee rather than have it delivered, you know, things like that. Although
I've tried that, but it's like This is more disappointing now. Because it's still not the same like before, right? You yeah. go to this Jollibee and then...
It's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't expect it to be like exactly the same because our views are different. But I think, especially here in the Philippines, in some cases, I don't think people can afford to just be at home. Because of the same instances like internet connection problems, maybe family problems, maybe even food problems that they rely on the companies that they're working for just to get proper food. So things like that. So it's going to be very, very tricky.
I think that it's like both sides, because like here in the outside the city area, like there's still people that are involved in like the traditional businesses, and they don't really care what's happening in the world, because like it doesn't concern them. It does not, like, it's not worth their time and energy, because like they're focusing on their business,
the survival of their business basically.
Some are not really like in the survival of the business, because like the way we see it, like, oh, they're trying to survive, but actually that's normal for them. That's the normal they know. And I think the different they have like a different view and different perspective of certain things. Like to them, the internet is just their entertainment. It's not like a life changing. We have not reached a point where in the for some aspects businesses, small businesses, like rely on the internet, like unlike the clients that I've worked with, wherein they're classified as a small business in their country, but they're using all these like internet tools. So it's like, wow, okay. And then I like compare that to here in my town. You know, you have the vendors, like they're making good money, because like they're still making like good money. It's just like, you know, their financial management sucks. Their family situation is not really ideal. Because like the businesses, the small business people, like they make more money than some IT people. It's just that the way they spend their lifestyle may not be like what we see that's portrayed in movies. Because like it. Because we don't really have that sort of representation in our media, in the Philippine media, like how the small business people spend their cash. They spend it like, oh, they just buy things, they can buy cars, but they're not, it's not like they flex it. It's more of, yeah, they use it for their business, or yeah, they make good money. Actually, it's just that.
I mean, yeah.
It's like a different culture, subculture thing.
And I think they know what they're doing with their money. It's just that it's not balanced enough, I think. Like,
yeah.
They probably focus too much on one thing, then forget the rest. So what ends up happening is the rest will suffer. So
it's, I think, like things like that. They're good salespeople. But it doesn't mean that they can manage it properly.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, even though it's almost 11:11, save up your money. Or will it come out? Oh, yeah. I think it comes out after 11:11. So, yeah. Just use your money wisely, guys. Don't just spend in Lazada buying random stuff that you don't actually need.
We're still going to buy the green screen.
I mean, we need the green screen. Don't get me wrong. Like, I probably need one just to customize the background. Like, it's not like closet and mirror.
Even the double digit sales have become normal. Like, oh, it's another 11:11 or 10:10, 9:9, 8:8, 7:7, 6:6.
Yeah,
and now it's not a single day. I noticed. Have you noticed?
I mean,
that?
It depends. It depends on the e-commerce side. Yeah, it's a strategy. Whatever suits them. Like,
they give you, it's like if it's a single digit sale, but it's actually like technically it's a 3-day sale, right? Because like 1 day before the single digit sale, they're offering some are offering like countdown, and then they keep on deducting the discounting until they reach the single digit final discount amount during the day. And then after the single digit sale, they're like, last chance to get this.
I mean,
it's technically it's a 3-day sale, 11/11, and the single digit sale, it's a 3-day sale in actuality.
I think I saw a Shopee's promotion that they literally connected 9/9 and 10/10, and then they just put sprinkles of sales in between. So like they have this plan for a full month. Then now we're heading to, as we record this, we're heading to 11/11, and I'm dead sure they have a lot of stuff in mind for that one. So just don't aimlessly spend on things that you don't need, and then I proceed to do the exact thing that opposite. I'm telling you not to do. consumerism.
Yeah, there's some satisfaction, like, because I think the comedian Ronnie Cheng described it perfectly. Like, in what era do we have the situation wherein we just point at something and it gets delivered to us, hand delivered, like we are an emperor? If you think about it, diba? Like if you compare it to the monarchs, like that's what exactly historical monarchs behave like. Oh, I want that, and then they go home to their castle, and then the thing that they pointed at that they want gets delivered to them. Now, full convenience, like they don't really have to worry about anything. And now that's what we are experiencing.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I want this. Click. And then we just have to wait. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
It's hand delivered to our doorstep.
Can't believe that.
Or like the emperors.
I can't believe that we reduced something that a king would do, like, you know, it's so grand, to something
trivial.
At this game, so normal. Minuscule. And it's trivial. It's like, okay, I'm just going to buy it. Okay, I'm going to click this and I'm going to buy it. So who knew, right?
Yeah.
We're basically doing the same things, but in practically different contexts. So.
Yeah, it's an interesting times that we live in, and I always think of that, the convenience that we have versus the different eras, like the era of my grandparents or even my parents are totally different. And I think that's one hand that's like it's like a blessing. On another hand, it can also be like a double-edged sword because we get lazy even more.
Oh, who knows with the future generations, will they be even lazier or will they be even better? I don't have a clue, because only they would know that.
I think the direction is going to be more lazy, I think.
So,
because like there's a trend in communist China that's called it's not politics, it's more of like, it's called lying flat. You should Google that, or you should check that out in YouTube. But the gist of it is like, because their own people are so oppressed, right? Like they don't even try anymore. They will just get the minimum, they're literally forced into minimalism in a way. They're like their only choice to like protest. Not, they don't see it as protest, but it's like, this is our only choice. Like we will live in a very minimalistic lifestyle and way. They literally choose to have like casual jobs so that they have more flexibility. Like what we said, like on ours, on the Philippine side, it's like, it's the online job or the work from home aspect. But for them, they're not like globally connected. So they don't they can't do the online job thing unless they're like elite level or something. But they call it life lab because like, oh, we're just gonna lay low, screw everything. I'm just gonna take care of myself.
And no, my immediate people or something like that.
No aspirations for marriage because it's expensive there. Yeah. No aspiration for
you're expected for to land, buy a house for some reason.
Car.
Yeah.
And some of them are like gamers. They like work for one day and then play for 3 days. And then they go back working so that they can repeat the cycle.
Oh, well. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. Thanks so much, Iggy, for being in this episode of The Creator Life. It's kind of long, but yeah, there's nothing a good edit can't fix.
Of course.
Yeah. So where can people find you now that you're not really, you know, it's not the same thing?
I still maintain a blog, but I'm more like, I'm still making random videos in my YouTube channel. So it's like youtube.com/igigo.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I used to plug a lot, right? But now.
Yeah, now like, you know, you wanna, if you're going to be off the grid, might as well keep things simple in a plug kind of way. I don't know. Well, unlike mine, where I have to plug a lot of stuff because it's my podcast, so I have to end it like this. Podcast updates and behind the scenes are on social media. That's Creator Life Pod, Creator Life POD on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also follow me personally on social media and see me researching about lying flat and being off-grid because I might want to. Probably not. That's Julian CB on Facebook. Yeah, it's a rabbit hole. That's Julian CB on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's JULLIANSIBI. That's it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. I hope you got to reflect while we're talking about, because the topics that we were talking about were basically things that you would probably reflect on in your life and see what you want to do in the future. Thanks so much, guys. Until the next one, enjoy your tech, enjoy your coffee, enjoy life, stay safe, and, you know, just vote wisely, I guess. Bye.
Bye-bye.